Hello.
Hello.
Thank you all so much for coming. We really appreciate it. This is a little bit darker than we intended it to be, but we'll get that fixed in a second. Thank you so much for coming. This is 2 years ago in March. We were at a party at one of our board members' house, all together, singing. And the next day we found out that was a really bad idea. And so we shut down. And we've shut down for 2 years. And this is our first effort back. And that's part of the reason why it's such a short but very sweet program. And it's a very eclectic program, lots of very different things that don't quite have a theme, that don't quite fit together. But we're so glad you came and are going to listen to us today. We'd like to start with Mozart's Ave Verum Corpus, but before that I want to say a few things. First of all, we know that choral singing especially has become very hazardous at this time, so that's why they're all wearing masks. They've tested, so that's because we all decided to do that. We thank you for wearing masks while you're here. We appreciate it. But Ave Verum Corpus by Mozart, this was written 6 months before he died. And this was written for a friend of his who was a church director. So it's a very small piece for a very small group, but it's one of the most beautiful pieces for chorus ever written, in my opinion. Haydn went to London and heard these great oratorios that were written by Handel, performed by these giant choruses in London, and got all excited. So he wanted to write his own large piece for this. So he wrote to Creation, which is based on the Creation story. What's nice about this is that this is for the orchestra, the chorus, and then there are three soloists, a soprano, a tenor, and a bass. And the three soloists represent three archangels, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel. And so we're going to have our three soloists sing in this part, and they will be representing the angels, because at the end, the soprano and the bass become Adam and Eve. But Uriel stays the same, the tenor stays the same. So it kind of progresses into the whole story all the way through the fall in the garden. But this part is in the beginning of the oratorio, the heavens are telling, and our soloists in the program?
Yes,
good. Good. Now I'm going to try to remember their names. Yay! I can hardly remember my name at this point. Okay, the heavens are telling. I have sung in choir since I was 4. That's not right. 8. I sang in children's choirs, and so John Rutter has always been a composer that I've known for a long, long time. Ever since I was a little kid, I sang all of his music. And so I just assumed that he was before my time and had passed away. And I was wrong. I am wrong, because recently, and it's a wonderful YouTube if you can find it, he recently composed a piece for Ukraine. And it's really tremendous. It's really wonderful. So if you get a chance, go look at it. But I really thought, oh, this guy was like in the 50s or something. But he wasn't. He was pretty contemporary. So we're going to do all things bright and beautiful.
Oh, Thank you.
We don't even have to be asked.